Hello, intrepid listeners, and welcome to a pull list edition of Between the Bubbles. These are for the releases that are going to be coming out the 7th of November. So this, of course, is the 6th of November that you're hearing us. I am Brayden.
And I am Darren.
And we're going to chat all about what we're looking forward to picking up tomorrow and what you should hopefully pick up tomorrow if you pay attention to what we'll have to say. It's not a super busy week. Neither of us have very many books.
We counted... Wow, you know what? We're actually getting
15
combined.
Between the two of us, yeah. Which is less than sometimes what I buy in a week. But not anymore, because I am poor, friends, and I bought a puppy, and so I need to cut back on the food. I need to buy the food for the puppy, so I can't buy so many comic books. So anyway, it's going to be a small week, but I think some really interesting stuff. What are you most excited about this week?
Okay, look. Marvel Now
starts in
starting.
Full.
Well, okay, it already did start, but it's big haul. November, you have the...
Your big four plus Deadpool all start this month.
Yeah. So anyway, Iron Man 1 comes out. Deadpool number 1 comes out too, but I don't really care about Deadpool. But Iron Man 1 comes out tomorrow. And look, I love the Iron Man movie. I tried getting into the Matt Fraction run and just couldn't really do it. So I'm
it
really
was the kind of thing that you needed to have a lot of backstory for. So
yeah, exactly. So I'm really looking forward to actually getting into Iron Man again. Hopefully, I.
Kieran Gillen is the writer. He's the one who's been writing a lot of the X books lately. Before the Marvel Now stuff, and he's also the one who wrote AVX Consequences. He's extremely talented.
Yeah, so
he's very talented.
And I've read the last issue of Matt Fraction's Iron Man run. It looks like Iron Man's going off into space. So I don't know if they're going to continue that or what, but it got me really interested to see where Terry Gilliam's going to take this, where it's going to go. So Iron Man number one, that is what I'm looking forward to the most picking up tomorrow.
Looks like it should be a good one. Thing I'm most excited about is also a Marvel release. It's issue number 2 of Daredevil End of Days. For those of you who didn't hear our review about a month ago for it, it was a stellar first issue. It was Bendis at his very best. It was...
The art was so
astonishing.
Gritty.
It was so... Yeah.
And disturbing sometimes
grimy.
In a good way. Because it needed to be disturbing.
Yeah. And it gave us a lot. It was a great first issue because it gave us a lot of questions to want answers for in the next 7 issues. Because we know it's going to be an 8-issue maxi series. And I'm really curious to see where it goes, especially that last page. Because for those of you who don't know, who haven't read it, spoiler alert, it looks like Daredevil might be alive after all. Or something that looks like Daredevil. Is it the ghost of Daredevil?
Yeah, because it
the
was
the specter of Daredevil.
This black figure with these red eyes.
Yeah, is it? What is it? Who knows? Anyway, I'm curious to see what happens.
Okay, so what's your second one?
My second one that I'm most excited about is the new. It's a mini series in the Buffy the Vampire Slayer universe. It's all about Willow. It's called Willow Wonderland. And for those of you who don't know, Willow is my very favorite character in the Buffy universe.
I actually didn't know that till right now.
She is my favorite character. My wife would probably disagree with me as to what her favorite character is, but we just recently rewatched Buffy, the two of us together. It was her first time through. It was my, I don't want to know how many times. but I got her to watch it, and it reinforced to me why Willow is my favorite of all the Scoobies. So for those of you who don't know what's happened in season 9, basically all the magic is gone out of the world because of the culmination of season 8. So Willow, who used to be one of the most powerful witches on the planet, now has no connection to that other world. And so I think that she's trying to find herself and trying to find that connection to a bigger world, to a higher plane of existence, all that kind of stuff. So it should have some really heady concepts in it. What I've seen of the artwork looks like it's going to be gorgeous. And I just love Willow, so I'm in it. I say go for it. I really like Willow, and I want to see where this whole thing ends up. There anyway, how about you? What's your number two most exciting?
Okay, so you'll hear, well, you just heard in the reviews of what I thought of the Swamp Thing annual. And like I said, Swamp Thing is humongous in the annual, and it says in the bottom, look to see what happens, number 14 of how he got this way. So I don't know why.
How humongous is he?
It's pretty big. Yeah.
Huh.
He's like a giant.
Cool.
And he looks freaking awesome.
Cool.
So anyway, I cannot wait to see what happened to turn him into this big monstrosity of just, he's going to go out and just kick butt. So,
well, someone's got to fight the rot.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't.
So why not plus sized?
Yeah. So obviously, I'm guessing it's gonna be more of a setup issue because, you know, 15 is when he's gonna go out and duke it out. But what magic incarnation or what things will get you excited for issue 15? I'm excited to see what will happen in issue 14. So, and look, I love Snyder. I love what he's doing on Swamp Thing, because I did not care about Swamp Thing at all before the New 52 came out. And then Brayden got me to Swamp Thing, and I just love the character.
It's a really solid character. He's a really fun... It's a really well-written book. It's a solid book.
So, anyway, Swamp Thing number 14 tomorrow.
Should be really, really good. Some other notable releases that are coming out tomorrow. Action Comics 14. Yes. We've only got 4 issues left.
Yeah.
So this is basically Morrison's endgame, these last 4 issues, I think.
Is it 4? Let's see. Is it 3? Because it's 16.
14, 15, 16. 3 issues
three
left.
3 issues.
This has got to be it. This has got to be... because it's probably a 3-issue
arc. And issue 13 had a big, huge... not spoiler, but like, oh, the possibilities. What could happen? Yeah. Who is really running the show here?
It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
And I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to give a spoiler away. But
well, you can tell me once we turn off the lights.
Yeah.
Adventure Time number 9, for those of you who are Adventure Time fans. I read the free Halloween Adventure Time comic and I was like, maybe I should give this show a try. I get why people like it. It's not for me. Avenging Spider-Man number 14. All I know is that Spider-Man is fighting a dinosaur on the cover, so it's going to be my last issue of Avenging Spider-Man. I'm going to drop it after this because it's going to be starring the new Spider-Man, whoever that is, and I can't really afford 2 Spider-Man books, and so since I'm focusing on the main Spidey book, Avenging Spider-Man is going to go the way of the dodo for me, so we'll see my last issue with it. Yeah. Maybe it'll change my mind, but probably not.
Green Lantern.
Third
Army, which is
Animal Man.
A solid cross. Animal Man.
More of the Rot World.
Yep. And Jeff Lemire, I am loving right now. You'll hear my features episode tomorrow, not mine, but our features episode. I'll be talking about one of his books that was incredible.
Yeah.
And as you heard, I raved about Justice League Dark yesterday. So.
Oh, yeah. Earth 2, I'm excited about Earth 2 because I've really been enjoying that. After a really crappy Zero, issue 5 was really a wonderful issue.
That issue 0 was terrible.
Ugh. It hurt my soul.
It really did.
Harvest issue 4 of 5, for those of you who've been reading that horror comic, it's going to start to get really twisted and gross here pretty quick. Manhattan Projects number 7. I was originally going to buy Manhattan Projects in the floppies, but I'm going to trade weight on Manhattan Projects. I have the first 5 issues in trade, and I'm going to trade weight on that one, so I won't have that review for you
next week.
Here's
one,
Shadow Man number one.
From Valiant.
Looks to be pretty great.
The previews, the artwork is beautiful.
Yeah, it really looks good.
Great thing to look at. And I think Shadow Man might be a Valiant one that I might keep actually on my pull list.
I think I'm going to pick up the first issue and see how I feel about it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And also Stumptown, issue 3 of 4. So I only got 2 issues left. I'm really enjoying it. It's Greg Rucka at his best. It's a good detective story.
Yeah. You have Uncanny X-Force.
There's all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, tons of things.
So anyway, World's Finest to disappoint Power Girl and Huntress fans the world over with its mediocrity.
Yep.
You will not be hearing a review because I'm done with that book. But anyway, should be a good week. There's not a ton of stuff coming out, but hey, that's because last week on a 5th there was a lot to talk about. So, you know, things get screwed up. That's what happens. Anyway, we hope you enjoy. We hope that you find some good stuff at the store tomorrow. And as always, happy reading.